going to go ahead and wrap up today's media availabilities with our race winner, Austin Hill. We'll go ahead and open it up for questions. If you have one, please raise your hand and we will get a mic over to you. We'll start right here with Zach and then go to Bob.
Zach Sternhill, NASCAR.com. Austin, what was your perspective on the 54 and the 1 colliding there, and how did that play into you getting ground on Taylor?
Yeah, so 12 and 12B there is like an extremely tough corner. It's so easy to get loose there, and from what it seemed like to me, just the 54 got in there and just got loose. I mean, it's just so easy for that to happen. It happened to me a few times, even when I was leading. Like, I would just turn in with two quick hands. Like, if you turn in too fast, it would just slide the back of the car. There's not much grip through that section. There's not really much grip in the whole track, but anyways, there's not much grip in that section. So, like, that was one of those areas I would try to just run like 80% all day. I never really tried to attack that corner. And when I saw those two side by side, I thought something could happen. So I had found something about two laps or so before getting to them that was really working well for me. And I started kind of closing the gap a little bit right before they kind of got racing. And when I got into second, I'm like, all right, this is really good here. I could see the 54 was struggling with drive off, and he was struggling in a few areas that I was really good in. And on that white flag lap, was able to get through 1 and 2 pretty good, get closed up on him. And my turn 3 all day was extremely well. And I knew that I was going to be able to probably get in there and get beside him. And I kind of got in there and touched him just enough to kind of get him up the racetrack and get clear. And then when I looked in the mirror, I knew he was about a car length back from me, and I just put my head down and just had to run a perfect lap. Once I kind of got back into 12B where they had gotten together, when I saw that I had a pretty good gap on everybody, just kind of started riding a little bit there, just kind of savoring the moment. So really cool race, crazy race how it ended. Extremely excited for everyone at RCR, ECR, everyone on this 1-800 Pack Rack Chevrolet. Our entire 21 team has worked extremely hard. We've had a lot of ups and downs this year, so to be able to close it out with a win on a road course, it's been coming for a long time now. So really, really neat to get a road course win.
We'll go to Bob, and then we'll go all the way in the back to Jonathan.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. Obviously an emotional celebration. I'm curious, what do you feel like Kyle Busch's impact was on you and on the O'Reilly teams? You know, he didn't run a whole lot on the O'Reilly side for this organization.
Yeah, so, I mean, just for a little bit of insight, with about 5 or so to go, I was struggling really bad with rear grip. Like, I didn't have a great forward drive. I was laterally sliding the rear tires, and I'm like, man, I was going down off of turn 5 into 6. I'm like, man, Kyle, if you're watching this race, I could use some help here. And for whatever reason, something told me to just start adding front brake to it. And that exact lap that I asked about it, I just started cranking front brake. I mean, I don't know how many rounds of front braking into it. I'm curious to see how many rounds it is when I get back over there. Normally, road courses, it's kind of unorthodox to put a ton of front brake into it, but I had to have put 6-plus rounds of front brake into it, and started actually glowing the front tire brake rotors a little bit, and that kind of heated up the front tires enough to tighten the car up. And those last, like, 4 laps, like, the car just came to life and started having a lot more rear grip in the car, and was just started rolling really good. And then when those two got together, that just kind of opened up my option to possibly get the win. So, yeah, very, very emotional win. This win is for the Bush family, and for Samantha, Braxton, Lennox, Kurt, their parents, just everyone on the Bush family. This win is all for them. This is why we've been putting in the effort that we have. You know, we always put a lot of effort in, but the effort has went up tremendously these last several weeks, and it goes to show that hard work kind of pays out if you just keep digging deep, and that's what we did today. And looking forward to tomorrow. Have a good starting spot tomorrow. Car's really good tomorrow, so who knows?
We'll go to We'll go in the back to Jonathan, then down here to Greg, then over here to Dalton.
Jonathan Field, NASCAR Roundtable. Victory Lane kind of had a special feel to it. I mean, you guys had the 8 flag. The fans were chanting, Kyle, Kyle, Kyle. I know you and RC were sharing a moment. Just kind of, what did that feel like? What was the conversation like with RC and just being able to have that?
Yeah, you know, RC's been through a lot in this sport, and I knew that this win meant a lot to him. You don't really see RC get too emotional, and to see him emotional in Victory Lane like he was, just goes to show how hard, you know, it's hitting everybody, and him included, and how special this win is for everyone at RCR, ECR, CT Springs, just everyone in this entire organization. This win is for everyone. This win isn't just for the 21 team. This win isn't just for the O'Reilly, you know, side. This is for the entire organization of 300 plus employees that we have. So to see all the raw emotion that we've seen in Victory Lane, and I'm sure for the next days to come, was extremely special, and I can't wait to get back to North Carolina and celebrate with the entire organization.
I'm over here to Greg, to your left.
Greg Engel with Forbes. This has got to be, because the pressure of being put in that seat, right? You didn't want to. Nobody wanted that to happen. It's got to have been a lot of pressure. Could this be an emotional kind of turning point now that you've won and you got that out of the way, and maybe an emotional turning point to help you on the cup side?
I think it could. You know, it's still going to be extremely tough for these next months and maybe even years. But I think it could just kind of help turn the ship around a little bit and just kind of get some momentum, get some confidence, get rolling a little bit. I know that this gives me a lot of confidence going forward when I'm going back and forth on Saturdays and Sundays. Hasn't been easy kind of juggling both because the two cars drive so much different than the other. So almost having to kind of flip a switch anytime I get in the cup car versus the O'Reilly car has been extremely hard, just because you have to drive those cars, I mean, a complete 180 opposite, right? So it's been extremely hard on me, but it's been one of those things that it's been fun to be put the pressure that I've been put in, right? And to show that even though I'm carrying a lot of weight on my shoulders right now, that I'm still task at hand, I'm mentally tough, and I'm getting the job done when it needs to be done. So I think this kind of just helps everyone at RCR moving forward.
We're going to come over here to the right to Dalton and then to Brad.
Hey, Austin. Dalton Hopkins with the Front Stretch. I know this obviously is a huge win for the organization, for RCR, what happened with Kyle, but you've also won Crown Jewel races, Daytona. You've won a lot of other tracks with a lot of NASCAR history, but now you've won at this marquee event. I'm curious, where does this rank for you personally?
It's top of the charts by far. I mean, Daytona's always going to be Daytona, right? I mean, that one's like up there, and it's probably a close second. But just to be able to come here and have an event like we're having at San Diego at a naval base, and just the track is so treacherous. It is insane the way the racetrack's laid out, something that NASCAR or any really series in racing has ever done before. So to be able to be a part of this historic event and to be the one sitting here talking to all of you in Victory Lane and, you know, with the checkered flag and getting the win and all, is something I'm going to cherish for the rest of my career.
Brian Twining, Bleacher Nation for Best Bears Media. First of all, congratulations. You're going to have a significant amount more laps turned on this track when you enter the cup race tomorrow. How much is that going to help you during the race? And then what from today's race can you take towards tomorrow's event?
Yeah, I mean, really the biggest thing is I can just kind of correlate to how the track started and ended. But like I was talking about earlier, the O'Reilly cars and the cup cars drive so much different. I might be in a little bit of an advantage when the green flag drops for a few laps, but everyone in the cup series is so good. They're going to figure it out right away within the first five laps. And I don't think I'll have a leg up really on anybody once we get through the first 5 or 10 laps of the run, just because the Cup car is going to be a lot different. They have a softer tire. We are wearing the rear tires out of the Cup cars way more than we were on the O'Reilly side. So there's just the race tomorrow is just going to be different. Just the way you have to attack the corners, the way that you have to drive the car, all that's different. But the one thing that stays the same is it's still the racetrack, right? And I can see how the track kind of changed throughout the day. And I found some areas that I actually started being a little bit better in and found some different braking zones and bumps and everything that was helping me that maybe I can carry over to the Cup side.
Come down here to Dustin and then over to Noah.
Dustin Long, USA Sports. Austin, what has gone so well or relatively so well on the Cup side this weekend for you guys? I know it's kind of things been building, but I think maybe on the outside, maybe people wouldn't expect you guys to be where you're at this place. So what's gone so well?
You know, I think running the Chicago street course last year in the Cup car just gave me a lot of confidence. Anytime that I was going to be in a Cup car going forward on the road courses, I thought that I belonged, and I thought that I could run with these guys and compete and have a shot at running inside the top 10. And I felt like we showed that in practice all day yesterday, and then in qualifying to be able to qualify 10th, just showed the speed of our car. And I'm adapting to these Cup cars fairly well. They're still a handful, and they're way different than their rally cars. So there's a lot that I have to learn. But the one thing that I can say is I learned a ton when I ran that Chicago street course last year when we finished 9th. And that just gives me so much confidence going into these Cup races when we're on a road course. So especially this event and then even Sonoma, I have the utmost confidence out of anywhere that we go. Probably rank them as high or at least close to kind of the super speedway stuff. You know, when we go back and we run Atlanta and these Daytonas and Talladegas later in the year in the Cup side, I'm going to have a lot of confidence there. But I'm also – these road courses have just they've suited me well and they fit my driving style. And us sitting here today in Victory Lane isn't any fluke, because if you look back at my stats, I've ran inside the top five so many times. It's just been one of those things. Like, it's just been – the time's been coming for us, and we finally was able to check that box.
And you reference running approximately 80% in the 12 section.
Yep.
Obviously, as you noted, the Cup cars drive differently. But can you give a sense of what you have to drive in the Cup car to keep those tires? I mean, is it like 70% in most corners, 50%, or what's the challenge, and how do you save those tires?
Yeah, I think it out of all 16 corners that we have, there's probably 6 corners that you have to drive at like 80% and you'll be fine. But then the other several corners you probably have to drive at 60%, and then there might be 1 or 2 corners that you can drive at 90%. So, and I think all that's going to change as we go throughout the weekend. But the one thing I can tell you is once you get to turn 8 all the way to turn 15, that's one of those areas that you got to only drive 50 to 60%. If you overdrive that section of the track, you are going to kill your rear tires, and within 10 laps, they're going to be gone. So that's something that I think all of us drivers are going to have to figure out on the fly. Like, we don't really know. That's just kind of where my mindset's at right now, whereas on the O'Reilly side, I could run 80% through that whole section. Yes, I'm sliding the rear tires, but it's not killing them like it's going to on the Cup side.
We're going to go to Noah, and then we'll wrap with Cole.
Noah Reed, Kenny Wallace Media. I think a lot of, you know, fans, when they think of you, they think of you as someone who's an ace on the super speedways. But on the street courses, it feels like something's clicked. At Chicago and O'Reilly, I believe your finishes were 4th, 7th, 5th. You got a top 10 in the Cup Series. I'm curious, what exactly you think is the reason why street course racing kind of just suits your driving?
That's a great question that I don't know exactly the answer to, but I will say street courses in general, where you have walls on either side, is very proximity based. So what I mean by that is, like, you have to hit your proximity in the corners. You want to be really close to the walls at the apex of the corners. You want to shortcut the distances as much as you can at a lot of these different corners and turns. And for whatever reason, I feel like as a driver, I've always been pretty good at hitting my proximity. If somebody tells me, like, hey, every lap I want you to hit this this orange square that's on the racetrack in the center of the corner, I feel like I can do that every single lap. So I feel like I have a really good sense of like where my car is positioned and how close I can run to these walls to get every bit of speed out of the track that we have.
Cole Cusimano, Speed Freaks. Congrats, Austin. You were involved in that 23-car pileup earlier in the race. I'm curious what you were battling following that carnage and how you were able to overcome it to win the race.
It was 23 cars in the pileup? Wow. That's pretty, 25. That's pretty impressive. Okay. Didn't know that. I got lucky when the 41 hit the inside wall. And look, everyone's going to give him crap for it, right? That he hit in the side wall. You cannot see turn one when you're lined up on the inside lane. All you are is following the guy right in front of you. I actually almost hit the inside wall because all I was doing was following him. And you cannot see. The wall is so short sitting in the race car, you can't see the corner. You have no idea where the wall's at. So I was surprised that it hasn't happened sooner. And I got lucky when they bounced off the wall. It hit right in front of the left rear tire and hit right at the door, and it flared the door out. And basically what we did is we came in and we pushed all that in and put a bunch of bear bond and stuff over it, and it pretty much fixed it. I mean, I had some damage, right? But it fixed it good enough to where at the end of the day we're at a street course, right? So you're not trying to get straightaway speed out of this thing. You want the car to just drive good in the corners. So guys did a great job fixing the car, and when I saw it after the race, I was like, man, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
All right, Austin, congratulations, and good luck tomorrow.
Appreciate it, guys.